And so then we continued, and the final L, the E, I'm sorry, is everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. And you know that bit of the story, don't you? Don't you? Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. And then there's this verse that you know from Scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, and it starts at verse 8. It goes on to 10. It says, by grace you've been saved through faith. And it's not your own doing. It's the gift of God. It's not a result of works so that no one may boast. For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so poor Adam and Eve, who decided, I don't want to walk in them. I want to know how to do it myself. And I'll walk in my own way when I know good and evil like God. I'll decide without God. And they walked away. But God, when he realized, I mean, he always knew, but God, when they realized that their sin led them to a place that they couldn't get out of and that there was trouble and that the law was against them and outweighed any good that they could do. We literally, on the day before, we had like rose petals of good deeds and we showered the rose petals on this end of the scale. Maybe you really clean your room. Maybe you help ladies cross the street. Maybe you obey all the traffic rules all the time, except for that one time when there was speeding, you know. And we didn't say, kids, did you drive a car? We said, you ever had someone in your family who drives who got a ticket? And all the kids were like, yep, yep. And they started telling stories. We're like, no, don't tell us your stories, you know. But even if you do all the other rules, it doesn't matter because the ones that you break are the ones that stand against you. All of the good deeds, they don't outweigh the weight of the law against you. But this grace, this light as a feather thing, this thing that God did that you can't do, is what saves us. And it made all the difference in the world. And I think that the kids were happy to see that. I mean, for those of you who were here and you saw the kids reacting to it, they really were reacting to it. Adam and Eve walked away, but every person can come back because of Jesus. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. That's what the Scripture tells us. And then we told them that life with Jesus lasts now. It starts now, and it lasts forever. And we had this fantastic bunch of props here. And you just want to see it, I think, you know? Ooh, it's a free gift. Who wants a free gift? I want a free gift. I want a free gift. You know, what's inside? I don't know what's inside. Would you like to see? Come on up and see what's inside. You never saw a bum rush on a stage as when you put a box down that says free gift inside, and they all went inside. And you know what it was? It was sweeties. What better way to understand as a child good gifts than for it to be a sweetie, right? And the sweetie was in the shape of a heart. So it was that 15 or 20 little sweetie hearts, and everybody could get one. And the idea is that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. So whoever believes in him, whoever believes that Jesus rose from the dead after he paid for our sin, will not perish but have eternal life. And the kids, you know, they understand that life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever with the image of a sailboat and off onto a journey. And they went around the place and they found all the puzzle pieces of it under the chairs and on the windowsill and under a seat and over there. And they put together all the missing pieces to make up the puzzle that spelled out this sign that we always knew. Jesus, with life with Jesus, starts now and lasts forever. And the memory verse that they went home with, that they would have come back with today if they came to church, was, I came so that they could have a happy and healthy life. Would you believe that that's a fair interpretation of I came that they might have life and have that more abundantly? So when you think about abundantly, is happy and healthy a description of abundantly? You know, it's not so difficult to say that's exactly what it is. I came so that they could have a happy and healthy life. Isn't that interesting?
Now, inside of you, when you see happy and healthy life, maybe there's like these prosperity doctrine buzzers that go off. Now, wait a minute, God's worth being. God wants us to have him. God is not in heaven tapping his foot going, do you not see me? I'm worth your worship. That's true. He could say that. And we could say that as people who represent God. He's worth your worship. But that is not the message. The message is, I made stuff that keeps you alive because I wanted you in my life. And y'all walked away. But I love you still. Don't walk away. And when you walk away and you get lost and you go, help, 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 I'm right there. And when everybody was lost, I said, son, they need a rescue operation. And son said, dad, I'll do it. I love them too. And Jesus came into the world and he wants everybody in. And that's the message. These kids, they received unabashed love. And some of them were wily. And some of them were challenging. Some of them were committed to Holiday Club not succeeding. And God loves them. And some of them were incapable of processing thought. They were everywhere else aside from what was right in front of them. And God loves them. And every opportunity that we provide, and every person who was like, come here, you're a difficult child, come over here, we'll play with Legos, and you won't hear any of the message, but you won't distract the other kids, and someone loving will play with you the whole time. You're not listening to a thing, are you? But you have a shiny toy. And it's okay. And the other kids were like looking, okay, they're entertained, and they listen to the story. And one little girl up at the front, I said a prayer and I was like, God, we're going to try to be really, really good. Will you accept us? And the girl at the front went, that's a bad prayer. I said, you know what? You're right. How about this? God, please forgive us because Jesus died for all the sin. And she went, much better, much better. Do you know? And this is the stuff. This is the life of our community lived out in this place. And you are a part of it because you were praying or you were helping or you were participating. Some of you helped fund it. And all of this stuff, all of this mess and time and energy at the end of just a 2-hour stint, everybody was like, whew, you know, because Jesus is worth it. And that's how we worshiped him this week. And maybe you're familiar with the story that I told, but have you benefited from hearing it again and hearing it told through maybe children's eyes in a way that you go, yes, that is the sweet truth of it all. And that's our sermon for this morning. That's what we'll share with you, is that there is life in the name of Jesus Christ who died for our sins. And so it doesn't matter what your pile of stuff is at the end of a scale, but that light as air, free gift of grace is weighty because it's the will of God to forgive sin in Jesus' name. And that's what we have. That's what we're working with here today. Isn't that good news? That's really good news. So I'll say a prayer as the players come up, and we'll sing a song before our communion celebration. We still have communion here. I don't know how you feel about the bread and wine being near to the profane objects, but if you think about it, it actually is a demonstration of the covenant in Christ's blood. And so this table is an appropriate table for us to use to celebrate communion. Yeah. God in heaven, thank you for all that you've done, and we worship you. And we agree about that stuff. We all still need set freed from the toil and labor that is the curse of eating that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. We know what we've done. To the one who knows what they should do and does not do it, it is sin. That was a memory verse, Lord. And I remember that. Thank you. And forgive it, please. In Jesus' name, all of us here, all of our list, everything, Jesus was enough. And we agree about that. And is there anybody here today that feels more free this morning because of that idea than when you started your day? pour out your Holy Spirit on us, we pray. And give us new life and help us to walk in freedom. And we surrender to you. And we love you, Lord. And we know that you're good and safe and kind, and it's a good place to surrender to. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.